It's Tuesday, August 3rd, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A Canadian church has been fined another $85,000 for holding a service in April of this year in violation of COVID-19 provincial regulations, reports CBN News. That takes their total fees to $170,000. Authorities locked down the church building in May, forcing the Trinity Bible Chapel congregation to meet outdoors since then. A GoFundMe page has raised about $77,000 of the $150,000 goal to cover fines and their legal defense thus far. If you'd like to donate, we have a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. For the first time since the 1970s, the Democrats managed to pass an appropriations bill allowing for both the promotion of abortion and the funding of abortion. The State Department and Foreign Assistance Spending Bill passed by a vote of 217 to 212. Included in the bill was $760 million for family planning and so-called reproductive health services. But God says in Exodus 22, verses 22 through 24, "You shall not afflict any widow or fatherless child. If you afflict them in any way, and they cry at all to me, I will surely hear their cry, and my wrath will become hot, and I will kill you with the sword. Your wives shall be widows, and your children fatherless." Among some of the nation's largest cities, the murder rate exceeds the COVID-19 death rate. Fox News reports 3 times as many murders in Washington, D.C. as deaths attributed to COVID-19 in July. And Chicago records 105 homicides in July. That's roughly 4 times the number of persons killed by COVID in the same month. The year 2020 marked a significant increase in violent crimes, with America's total murders popping up to about 20,000. But that's still well below the 1992 record of 24,700 murders. Landlords will gain a little more control over their own property this month as the eviction moratorium was lifted over the weekend, reports USA Today. For a year, the federal government mandated that landlords allow tenants to stay on their properties rent-free. At this point, the Aspen Institute estimates 15 million people owe some $20 billion to landlords. The promised federal aid of some $45 billion has yet to be distributed. Only about 8% of the monies have been released by state and local governments. The funds have been locked up in a bureaucratic muddle. Also, 2 million homeowners are delinquent on their mortgage payments. About 10% of these loans are underwater. And foreclosures have hovered around 500,000 for the last few years. Survey says, in the aftermath of the COVID-19 crisis, America became a consuming nation instead of a producing nation. While the gross domestic product popped up a disappointingly low 6.4% in the second quarter, consumer spending accounted for 71% of total GDP, and that's up from 61% in 2019. The GDP improvement is mostly comprised of people spending their stimulus checks, all that free money created by the Federal Reserve Board. Meanwhile, America's trade deficit hit a record $1.25 trillion. That's up from $900 billion last year and $500 billion in 2014. The Pittsburgh Steelers football team has apparently achieved a 90% COVID-19 shot rate. Plus, the organization has a new policy for those who refuse the shot. Unvaccinated players will be forced to wear yellow wristbands to announce their nonconformity. And late last week, President Biden announced a requirement for all civilian federal workers to take the jab. If they refuse, they must subject themselves to regular testing, mask requirements, and travel limitations. And finally, 2 mainstream media-produced documentaries on the Hillsong Church are in the process of release. Hillsong Church, God Goes Viral, produced by the BBC, is out now. And Discovery Plus has announced a 3-part series entitled Breaking Hillsong. Brian Houston, the founding pastor, told BBC, quote, "Churches are usually old, boring, irrelevant, and empty. I always thought church should be enjoyed, not endured, with plenty of life and spontaneity in it. It's an exciting place to be, and it's full," end quote. But 2 Timothy 4, verses 2 through 4 reminds us to preach the word, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, August 3rd in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.